This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever happens to be on your mind, especially if you want to weigh in on the CNN town hall with Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. There were some good moments, and there were some absolutely head-shaking, awful moments where it was pretty clear that they weren't advocating the ideas of liberty in the way that some of us who are principled advocates of those ideas would like. In fact, Reason.com focused on one of the more just tough-to-watch portions of this, which was where Johnson and Weld were asked to play a word association game. The host.
Why the hell would they do that? Word association?
Well, you'll see.
Which candidate would put up with this?
Yeah, they did. Well, I'll tell you more about it here in moments. Toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Conrad, and Mark in the studio. Let's go first to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via TuneIn. Hey, Tim. Tim in Wyoming, going once. Tim in Wyoming, going twice. Maybe there's a problem with a cell phone connection. We'll put Tim on hold. Oh, up. Just as I was putting him on hold, I heard his voice. Tim, are you there?
Okay, here I am. Yes,
there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, sir.
I'm on Verizon, so can you hear me now?
Yes,
anyway.
All clear.
I was going to say, I really didn't want to talk about the Libertarian candidate issue. It's just that, it seems like, I'm not sure that they're going to go anywhere. I hate to say that, but the possibility is less likely that they'll move up than just move out of the spotlight. But what I was going to say is, I wanted to read the news and talk about something on the news.
Sure.
I heard that Edward Snowden's extradition lawsuit has been basically vacated by the Norwegian court. So if he goes to Norway to accept an award, he probably will be spirited away or killed, whichever. So
I didn't know there was something going on in Norway with Edward Snowden. That's news to me.
Yeah, I think he was asking for I think he was asking for passage there.
Well, actually, he filed a lawsuit. I'm reading an RT report right here. He filed a lawsuit in April to ensure that he could travel to Norway to accept the Ozietsky Award, presented annually in recognition of the defense of free speech without fear of extradition, to the U.S.
Okay.
U.S. authorities have already indicated their intention to make an extradition request should the former NSA analyst to expose it. Anyway, I'm not going to read the whole story here, but basically, they want him to pay 7,000. The Norwegian court wants him to pay 7,000 Norwegian crowns, which I'm really surprised they actually still use their own money, instead of euros or something like that. But anyway, 7,000 crowns is $823.64, which is kind of weird. But anyway, like I say, they said that their extradition laws only apply to people who are already living there, and they wouldn't make a decision to extradite someone living in a different country. So, I mean,
if he goes to Norway, he could be extradited to the United States.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd say more likely that he's probably more likely to be killed. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't been killed in Russia, but the fact of the matter is that, he's trying to, it says in here, his lawyers have announced their intent to seek a presidential pardon, from Obama.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I know. When Obama,
I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask, but that's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen. Yeah, we know that. But, I mean, I think that what he did was probably one of the best things that could have been done. But, of course, William Binney did more. William Binney has actually come out and said, Edward Snowden did what he did, and it's proper that he did what he did, it's okay that he did what he did, not necessarily proper. But William Binney has come out and said, essentially, that he believes that Edward Snowden did, in quotation marks, I suppose, the right thing, end quote. But his, you know, Benny is the one who knows more, much more about it, because he actually instituted a lot of programs that the NSA currently has.
Yeah, he doesn't get the press coverage that Snowden does for whatever reasons.
What was his name?
Well,
he's been on the show.
William Benny.
Benny?
Bill Benny?
Pardon?
Bill Benny. Yeah.
Bill Benny owns radio stations in New Hampshire. It's not the same one, I take it.
No, not the same one.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. Don't recognize that guy.
He was a general. He was actually. And I know your attitude towards. Okay, not your attitude, but you seem to have some sort of an adversarial or a disbelieving attitude towards whatever Alex Jones says, because it seems to be either.
Oh, that's not necessarily the case.
Well,
it's just fun to poke it out and poke a little fun at Alex Jones. I actually was influenced by Alex Jones in a lot of ways.
Well,
when I was
kind of
growing up and coming through the Liberty Movement. So, hey, Tim, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Bill Benny, huh? We had this guy on the show. That's news to me. Was I there for it? Because I don't remember it. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So, any other comments there, Mark, on Snowden, this Bill Benny guy?
Well, I mean, with Snowden, I think it's a shame that he can't go into Norway, but he's probably
stuck in Russia for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If he's lucky, you know, Russia may decide that for whatever reason they don't want him there anymore. The political winds could change. He really needs to go, you know, go underground, essentially, to, you know, be difficult for the Russians to find, too.
So a little bit more here from the Gary Johnson, Bill Weld discussion they had on CNN Town Hall. Asked to react to Trump's characterization of Clinton as the most corrupt person to ever run for president, Johnson didn't say no, but instead he said this, quote, "That's not a view that I would embrace. I don't think either of us are going to engage in any sort of name-calling. We're going to keep this to the issues, and the issues are plenty," unquote. And that was already the second time in the debate that he'd vowed to stick to the issues that he didn't bother naming, despite the very rich vein of critique centered only on Hillary Clinton's veracity. Then came the most excruciating passage of the night. The interviewer, Cuomo, I forget his first name, said, quote, "All right, Governor Johnson, let's do some word association here. I'll say the name, you hit me with the first thing that comes to mind. Remember, we've got an audience here and a lot of people watching out there as well. President Barack Obama." All right, let's do it. Word association, boys. President Barack Obama. Mark.
Liar.
Liar, okay. We got liar from Connor.
Yeah, I mean, Guantanamo was what I was thinking. But I'm
okay,
sure
that's
the,
a good one.
You know, I was actually, the first thing I thought was black, and I need to, you know, then roll that back to something else. Guantanamo is probably the next thing that would pop into my head.
All right. Well, Johnson's answer was good guy.
Okay.
And then he asked the same question of Governor Weld. And Weld says, "Barack Obama, I think he's been statesmanlike in the past couple of years. He had a disappointing first term, and I think he's picked up his game in the last couple of years. It's gone better for him." Which really wasn't a responsive answer to the word association. When you do word association, you're supposed to keep it short. He gave long answers.
Yes, as politicians would.
Yeah. Next one. Next question here. All right, boys, ready? Hillary Clinton.
Which?
Liar. Liars, all I can come up with on these liars.
Johnson's answer, and remember, they're talking to an audience full of people who are sick of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And you guys are talking about how they're really, you know, being careful with what they say here. And
they don't want to play. They don't want to look like they're playing the politics game.
I guess you're right. Here's what Johnson said to the Hillary Clinton question. "Hillary Clinton, a wonderful public servant. I guess I would say that." And then Weld says, "Old friend. Nice kid. Knew her in her 20s. We shared an office in the Nixon impeachment. Real bond. Lifelong. Seriously. Not kidding."
Well, let's be honest about the situation. They're in a position where votes are already more or less decided on one side or the other, and that side isn't libertarian. They're trying to steal votes. And you don't do that by tearing people down and making fun of people and yelling and screaming about how much you hate Trump and Hillary. They have to be very tactile.
Well, what about Trump? Was he their third?
Yeah, you know, they don't cite what they said about Trump here. The answer from Weld, I believe, was huckster.
So he went. He was going anti-Trump and pro-Clinton.
That's correct.
Yeah, I can't say I agree with their methods on this one.
Yeah.
You know, they may have a plan, and it's fine to run your campaign the way you're going to run your campaign, but I don't agree with it.
Well, remember, he's buddies with Clinton. That should be a red flag.
You think he really is?
Toll free. No.
He's not going to give him a cabinet.
Lifelong real bond. That's he, what says he said. Here, 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and You're invited to join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Supreme Court has ruled warrantless forced blood draws for DUI to be unconstitutional. We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. Still more discussion on Reason.com and their opinion about the really unimpressive job that Gary Johnson and Bill Weld did on the CNN Town Hall.
I thought you said you liked some of it.
I did, but overall it was not impressive. I mean, I liked some of what they said, but wasn't, like, blown away by the presentation or by their principles or how great they were already, how great they were at even communicating what they were trying to communicate. So we'll go on here with that. And, of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're doing a satellite fundraiser right now to help Free Talk Live and the other great dozens of liberty-oriented shows that you hear on LRN.FM continue on satellite and perhaps even expand our satellite signals to Europe as well as the Middle East and North Africa. You can go to fund.lrn.fm to help us with that. There's perks. It's an Indiegogo campaign, and we really appreciate any effort that you put into either funding it or promoting it, which you can do by not only sharing the link fund.lrn.fm, but by also signing up for our Head Talker. Now, Head Talker is a website that allows you to promote something all at once on social media with a sort of coordinated posting. So what you do is you go to share.lrn.fm. That'll take you to the Head Talker site, our Head Talker page. You sign up there with your preferred social media, Facebook, Twitter, there's a couple others. You sign up for your preferred social media, and then the Head Talker campaign thing links into your social media account, and it will let you know, okay, well, on Independence Day, July 4th, we're going to post this message, which you can customize. You can change the message if you want. We're going to post this message about LRN.fm's fundraiser at this time, high noon Eastern time on July 4th, Independence Day. So we've got another solid week here before this thing is going to actually happen. And it won't happen unless we can reach the goal of getting 200 people to sign up for it. So please, all it takes is you having a social media account and willing to, be willing to spend maybe 2 minutes jumping over to share.lrn.fm. and registering for the Head Talker campaign. And then on that date, hundreds of posts will be made simultaneously to these various social media, which will hopefully promote it further out because of the different algorithms the social media sites have that say, oh, there's a bunch of people posting the same link. Well, that must mean it's popular, so maybe we'll show it more often, is my understanding of how it works. We're currently up to 44 out of our goal of 200, so just over 20% of the way toward the goal here. So we could use your help.
That sounds really cool. I mean, you just go and you click it. You just click one button. You go to share. Yep. What was that?
It's share.lrn.fm. You can also go to share.freetalklive.com. That'll work too.
And you just click one button. That's all you got
to
do.
Yep. And well, you'll click one button and then you'll have to authorize Twitter or Facebook or whatever to. That's or authorize Head Talker to your Twitter or Facebook. So anyway, please, we got another week to make this happen. Go to share.lrn.fm. So a little bit more here from Reason.com about this really awkward exchange with former governors Gary Johnson and Bill Weld on CNN at their town hall last week, where when asked to do a word association game, the host said President Barack Obama. Johnson said good guy. Whereas Governor Weld said that he had a long paragraph about how statesmanlike Barack Obama was and how much better things have gone for him recently. When asked about Hillary Clinton, Johnson said, Hillary Clinton, a wonderful public servant. I guess I would say that. And then Weld says, old friend, nice kid, knew her in her 20s. We shared an office in the Nixon impeachment. Real bond, lifelong, seriously, not kidding. Now, comment from Reason.com here. You're less than 10 minutes. This was in the very beginning of the discussion. You're less than 10 minutes into the most important introduction to voters of this campaign, one in which differentiating yourself from the existing big party competition is kind of the point. And you can't do anything better than this?
Yeah.
Johnson has long and genuinely said he doesn't do personally negative campaigning. And on his effective days, he then pivots to talking about his opponent's various terrible policies, which allows him to be simultaneously nice and cuttingly honest, and away we go. The wonderful public servant phrase for Hillary was recited as if in a hostage video. He could have said, quote, the best example of why we shouldn't measure policies by their stated intentions, unquote, in the same amount of breath.
Well, okay. So to second guess how he answered, give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
It's hard.
Is very difficult. The thing is he should have, A, this should never have been done. This, reporters, this is pretty lazy interviewing, okay?
Yeah.
If I brought somebody on the show and what I decided to do was a word association, here's what I am. Desperate to fill time!
Well, that's just it. You're actually not filling time in that case because you're only getting one word. I mean, the idea is you only respond briefly to that, not that you explain. And the purpose of an interview is to give someone, should be the purpose of the interview, is to give the interviewee the opportunity to talk about their positions and things.
Well, and so obviously, what they're trying to do here is, like I said before, they're trying to draw blood, right? What they're hoping they'll say is something.
They couldn't
terrible.
Draw blood against the. They couldn't get them to draw blood against the other candidates here. So they decide that, look, you're either going to draw blood on the other candidates or you're going to draw blood on yourself. And you're absolutely right. This is exactly what this.
And
was.
So what they did is they took the high positive road, and I can't say I blame them.
Yeah, but Weld also called Trump a huckster.
Yeah.
The third question was about Donald Trump.
The high road here was to not play word association games. But hold on, you're going to what? No. You're not.
Yeah, we're here for an interview.
Let's do the next thing you had on your list, because that sounds like you're trying to fill airtime.
Or at the very least, if you're going to play the game, you could still answer the question without being insulting. You wouldn't have to necessarily attack them. You could just say politician. And that's like saying liar and thief without actually having to say liar.
That's you getting a chance to think about it later, and that's what's difficult.
This was live?
This was at the very least recorded live.
It might as well be, because they're not going to put the good stuff on.
Mm. There's a seemingly, this is back to Reason.com, there's a seemingly trivial media truth here that is nonetheless important when you've taken the trouble to run for president, and that is, you don't have to play by the TV person's rules.
Yeah.
Reducing entire opinions of complex politicians into one-word answers is super stressful, intentionally distorting, and kind of dumb. There really are more important things for a libertarian to say about President Obama than whether he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And these more than one word treatments serve the important dual purpose of alerting strangers proactively to your political values. Instead, Johnson spent too much time communicating his values defensively, sometimes confusingly, while failing repeatedly under cross-examination to draw clarifying distinctions between the theoretically ideal and the politically plausible. Given that libertarians and libertarians alike, quite unlike Democrats, Republicans, progressives, or conservatives, are constantly being asked to take their foundational ideas to their logical and most extreme conclusion, deftly navigating the theoretical pragmatic divide is a survival necessity out there in the media jungle. This burden falls especially on those of us who live in libertarian Squishville, trying to talk to the normals into ever more radical positions, in part by not coloring too far outside of the lines. Johnson had a hard time last night keeping those distinctions sorted. The guy, famous for being the first major national politician to favor the legalization of marijuana, found himself awkwardly emphasizing that the LP ticket isn't calling for legalizing heroin, but then instead of really explaining the pragmatic reasons why he's stopping at pot, he devoted the bulk of his answer to talking up the benefits of heroin harm reduction in places like Zurich and Vancouver. Sure, nobody enjoys taking hostile policy questions from the mother of a drug casualty, and yes, Johnson eventually managed in 2 minutes to articulate more truth about the dangers of prohibition than you'll hear in 2 years on Hannity, but there's an unnecessary defensiveness about applied libertarianism that makes those answers sound evasive. 855-453. You can join us here. An important Supreme Court decision coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Please join us toll-free here if you want to talk about stuff on the radio. We're here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. It's an hour and a half long. Feature-length documentary film shot here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, with our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested five times in a one-year time frame for various victimless crimes. It makes for quite an entertaining documentary film. I highly recommend you check it out because it's free to watch, so why not? Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can check it out there for free. That's victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue here, changing gears from the Libertarian Party's less than exciting candidates to the news that's actually a pretty big Supreme Court case. Every now and then they get something right at the Supreme Court, and I do like to talk about it when they do finally get something right. So credit where credit is due. Free Thought Project, or rather thefreethoughtproject.com, reporting out of Washington, D.C., the Supreme Court this week ruled that the police, or last week on Thursday, ruled that police can't forcibly draw blood from individuals suspected of drunken driving without a warrant. This is a huge win for advocates of civil liberties. However, they did continue to allow breath tests without a warrant, as the court considers those less intrusive.
I would agree they're less intrusive.
The ruling stemmed from three cases in Minnesota and North Dakota in which drivers challenged implied consent laws as a violation of the Constitution's ban on unreasonable search and seizure.
The sort of you consent when you drive on the road kind of consent laws?
I think so. The laws had previously withstood challenges in state courts. Although drivers in all 50 U.S. states can have their licenses revoked for refusing drunk driving tests, today's ruling specifically affects 11 states that have laws that impose criminal penalties beyond just a license suspension for those refusals. According to the Associated Press, quote, writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito said breath tests do not implicate significant privacy concerns, unlike blood tests. Breathing into a breathalyzer doesn't pierce the skin or leave a biological sample in the government's possession, he said. Alito compared blowing into a breath test machine to using a straw to drink beverages, which he called a common practice and one to which few object. He noted that the high court has previously declined to require a warrant for collecting DNA samples by rubbing a swab on the insides of a person's cheek or scraping underneath their fingernails to find evidence of a crime. Six justices agreed with Alito's opinion on breath tests, though Justice Clarence Thomas wrote separately to say he would have found both tests valid without a warrant under the Constitution. Thomas called any distinction between breath and blood tests an arbitrary line in the sand.
It's arbitrary.
So,
but I wouldn't have found either of them. Right. You know, I mean, I guess this is what. Let's see, my position on this: the government is the road owner, for better or for worse. Road owners are going to come up with their rules for conducting yourself on their roads. The government needs to not stand in the way of autonomous vehicles, and that will help solve your drunk driving problem.
Oh, yeah.
The government makes the drunk driving problem by using its zoning laws to keep what used to be
neighborhood bars.
Yeah, neighborhood bars right in neighborhoods where people could stumble home. There's all kinds of ways that the government's sort of, you know, in the middle of this, and then, you know, goes after people. Yeah, I people should definitely take Ubers or get a friend to drive or do all those things. And some people do. Some people have to learn the hard lesson to do it. And some people just never learn. But it's a lot less costly. And people use money as a deciding factor. It's a lot less costly to go to the bar and drive home rather than taking a cab or whatever. Now, once you get drunk driving into that scenario, it gets a lot more expensive. And if you're going to drink, it's probably cheaper to just do it at home.
But DUI laws are just so messed up. I mean, to say they're really a thought crime, you know, to say that because your mind is working in this way, this specific way, we're going to go ahead and lock you up. And then they set it at such an arbitrary, low political number made up by MAD. And it seems like all they want to do is just make it lower every
year. That's right. They want it to be 0.02, I think.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, at a certain point, it's like
beer,
illegal just to go to the
half
bar.
A beer. Yeah.
Yeah, just to be at the bar with your own car is illegal.
Well, they have arrested people just for walking out of bars, too. So if you think you're going to avoid arrest by not driving to the bar, you can still be arrested even if you're walking home. So, I mean, if the cops want to get you,
if they want
they're
going to
gonna get you.
Yeah.
The states did argue that alcohol testing is...
We've met lots of people who have gone, decided they couldn't drive home. They've gone to sleep in their cars.
Been arrested.
Been arrested for DUI, for being in their cars and having their car keys in their pocket or whatever.
Yeah. The states argued that alcohol testing is a legitimate condition for being allowed the privilege of using publicly owned roads. They claim it was too much of a burden to have to obtain a warrant each time someone refused the test, as some rural areas only have one judge on call on weekends or in the late night hours.
So that's the standard. That's the standard here, is whether or not it's too hard for
yeah.
them to have to follow the rules.
Our bureaucracy is just too complicated. We're too slow.
These laws, this Constitution, all these rights you have. What a waste
just
of my time.
Give us your damn blood. We just want your blood, okay? Some of the justices challenged this suggestion during oral arguments, pointing out that even in rural areas, a simple phone call by police to a judge can get a warrant within minutes. Those challenging the law claim that warrantless searches are reserved for extraordinary circumstances, noting that a routine driving under the influence stop should be treated as a regular function of law enforcement where constitutional protections apply. In a separate opinion penned by Justice Sonia Sotomayor and joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which vigorously defended the rights of individual citizens, Sotomayor said she would have required search warrants for both breath and alcohol tests, stating that no governmental interest makes it impractical for an officer to get a warrant before measuring a driver's alcohol level. Quote, the Fourth Amendment prohibits such searches without a warrant unless exigent circumstances exist, a particular case.
Wait, and who was this who said this?
Sotomayor.
That's Obama's appointee.
That's correct.
Well, good one there, huh? He's a good guy.
She's right on this point.
I think that
she's been right on other things.
This is a difficult issue because you're talking about government roads that have created all the problems up to this point. Do I think that the government should have to get a warrant for a breathalyzer? I don't know. That sounds
to steal your breath? They're literally taking your breath away.
You're putting it out there in the air. All they're doing is telling you where to blow.
Yeah, well, they're still searching you in that way.
You can burp every 15 minutes, and then it won't be admissible.
I don't think you have that kind of time.
And, I mean, really think that's going to fly? You think that's going to save you? You would put your life on the line for that?
I wouldn't put my life on the line for anything. It's best not to drink and drive, but,
The Free Thought Project is advocating drunk driving. However, the extent to which police will go to enforce this misdemeanor is becoming glaringly tyrannical. Now, isn't it a felony in some places after a certain amount of them?
I would assume, but I don't know.
The following, then they put out some footage from Georgia showing cops strapping down citizens to gurneys before using a needle to forcibly draw blood as the victim screams, "What country is this?"
That's good stuff.
Horrifying. Not funny, but horrifying. But I get that, you gotta laugh at these things or you'll go crazy. Even those who show no resistance whatsoever are forcibly restrained and have their heads pressed down by an officer using his elbow. Quote, "We're all American citizens, and you guys have me strapped to a table like I'm in Guantanamo effing Bay," unquote, says one of the victims, poignantly drawing the comparison between the American police state and the military-industrial complex. While it is certainly good news to hear that people will no longer be strapped down against their will, without a court order, and forcibly having their bodily fluids removed by agents of the state, the fact that the court failed to fully safeguard individual liberty is in line with a long trend of recent Supreme Court decisions that have essentially destroyed the Fourth Amendment. Aside from the Fourth Amendment considerations, forcing individuals to incriminate themselves under penalty of law violates the Fifth Amendment, as it compels suspects to provide evidence against themselves under the threat of criminal prosecution. Because, again, the states that this really mostly applied to were the states that said, oh, if you refuse this blood test, you are going to get charged with a misdemeanor.
Yes.
As opposed to just banning them from driving for 6 months or 3 months or whatever.
Right. And that's one of the difficulties here is if you refuse these tests, there's a penalty for that, too. If you say, nope, not going to do that. And that makes it very difficult. Many times lawyers will tell you never take one of these breathalyzers. But, if I'm driving along and I'm completely sober and a police officer pulls me over and says, hey, take this breathalyzer or I'm going to take away your license for 3 months, I'm going to be motivated to take it.
Our toll-free number tonight for you to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Please amp the show when you get a chance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the AMP program. It's $5 a month. We invest that money into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage. We can do all of those things with your AMP dollars, and it helps us out a lot. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get all the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Supreme Court ruling that warrantless blood draws are unconstitutional. On the side of the road for DUI checkpoints or wherever it is they're doing these things, they are unconstitutional. They need to have a warrant in order to violate your body and withdraw blood. However, they didn't say they need to have a warrant to do a breathalyzer test on you. And some people out there, you were talking about Mad Conrad, they had helped get the current .08 number, I believe, for
yes.
The breathalyzer check.
Yeah, lowered from .1.
Correct. And they want it to lower. They want it to be lowered further.
.06.
So I imagine people like Mad really support the idea of having forced blood draws on the side of the road. Because to these people, no amount of intrusion is too much. Because everything is all about preventing an accident from happening, preventing drunk drivers from being able to drive. No amount of
police state tyranny, checkpoints, blood draws, breathalyzers, ignition interlocks on all cars. They would be in favor of all of these things.
Did I misunderstand this case? It's only in the cases wherein it would be a misdemeanor if they rejected it, or is this rejecting all forced blood draws?
It does reject all forced blood draws without a warrant.
Okay, well, that's good.
It affects mostly the states where if you refuse, you get hit with a misdemeanor charge. So in the other states, all they'll do is they'll hit you with, a driver's suspension.
What about if the driver's unconscious? Many times they'll, if there's been a terrible accident and the drunk driver is unconscious, they'll draw blood.
Hmm.
And they'll draw blood for a variety of reasons. And one of those reasons is to check and see if that person's drunk.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, in one of those circumstances. You see, what I'm for is people being responsible for their actions. And because of the way the legal system is set up in the United States, they rarely are responsible for making people whole mm-hmm. in the ways that in whatever it is that they do. You know, if they harm somebody by driving while inebriated, they're not going to be required to make that person whole. They may have to go to jail or whatever it is, but they're not making, they're not stroking a check every month or something.
Well, if there's a check, it's going likely to the state. Not to the victims.
Yeah.
And
insurance often absolves people of responsibility, too.
To the phones, to the fun. More on drunk driving. We got Joe in Pennsylvania listening on the radio somewhere. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, where are you in Pennsylvania?
Meadville, Pennsylvania, Northwestern.
All right, excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Between Erie and Pittsburgh. Well, I just wanted to bring up a point. I haven't heard anyone talk about it. A lot of people don't even know this, I don't think, but it's a federal law that if you have a misdemeanor one, anything punishable by more than 2 years in prison, you cannot own a firearm for the rest of your life. So a lot of people getting DUIs are falling into this category and basically never allowed to own a firearm ever again.
So run that by me one more time. A misdemeanor what now?
A misdemeanor one, anything punishable by more than 2 years. Now, I got my second DUI. They were 9 years, 11 months, and some odd days apart. A few more days or weeks, first one would have been expunged. But, in Pennsylvania, and my second one, nobody got hurt. They didn't even find me behind the wheel. Basically, they coerced me into taking a plea and scared me if I fought it.
Mm.
Yeah, anything punishable by more than 2 years, and technically they could have given me 5 years just for driving
drunk. And so this is a federal law that affects you based on even if you're convicted by a state crime?
Well, yeah, it's a federal law, but the state laws are different when it comes to DUIs. So my DUI in Pennsylvania might not have constituted for 2 years or more in another state, but in Pennsylvania, since I could have got up to five, and it was the highest, the third-tier DUI, but like I said, nobody got hurt. There was no accident, anything like that, and they didn't even catch me behind the wheel, and it was a long night, but I don't even think I was driving. I won't get into all that, but the point is, though, and I haven't drank since, so, I mean, I've been sober
for
5 years, but I can never own a firearm for the rest of my life, and I had three beautiful little girls that I can't even protect anymore. If
How did that happen? How did that get imposed on you? I mean, these are state laws.
Listen,
did some state prosecutor?
No, it's a federal law.
DUIs are local state laws. They don't have federal DUI laws that I'm aware of. I don't think you can get charged federally.
Anything punishable by more than 2 years in prison, you can never own a firearm.
You're saying. I'm just curious to know, how did that come into play in your case? Did the prosecutor make some sort of motion?
And I had a lot going for me in my favor with my case, and if I had money, I would have fought it, and I probably would have won. Now, if I would have known that my gun rights would be taken away from me, I would have fought it.
How did you find this out? I mean, did they give you a memo?
Right. After I got out, they put paperwork in front of me. I started to read one of the papers. He's like, oh, you might as well not even read that one. I said, well, I read everything. I said, what is this about? He says, I started reading. I said, am I surrendering my gun rights by signing this? He says, no, you're just acknowledging that we made you aware of this.
Mm.
I said, well, what happens if I don't sign it? He says, I take you right back to jail.
Wow. And that was where it said, by federal law, code, statute, blah, 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 you can no longer have a gun.
Punishable by up to 10 years. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Just for a DUI. Like I said, I don't even drink anymore.
So, thank you for the call, Joe. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're not drinking anymore.
That's one of those situations where it's sort of ignorance of the law is no excuse is the position that people take. You know, he didn't know that he wasn't going to be able to, you know, own a gun. He might have fought the conviction as a result if he didn't know.
It's really bizarre. I mean, how often do you see it where you have the federal law contingent on the penalties decided by the state? And that kind of structure just seems very
unusual. It seems unusual to me. Then again, I'm not an attorney, so maybe it happens more often than we think.
Well, it seems to me that you know, it's not a right if they can just take it away. And if people are out and without conviction for 5 years, I think all of their rights to keep and bear arms should be returned to them.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the simplest solution, and most people will go for that. 5 years clean, you've turned your life around, you haven't been arrested in that period of time, sure.
Right.
And, you know, that people tend to go for that. Many Republicans don't want to see you vote ever in your life because convicted felons are more likely to vote Democrat. But, you know, nonetheless, they'll still think that you should be able to protect your family.
You know, what he said there, his story reminded me a little bit of a story I was told when I was in jail by one of the guys who was in there for DUI. He was driving home from wherever. Maybe he was at the bar. Anyway, he claimed that he hadn't had that much to drink. He was driving home and gets home just fine. He's inside his house, cracks open a beer, sitting down, watching television. All of a sudden, there's a knock at his door. He gets up, walks over to the door, opens it up.
Uh-oh.
Keene police are there.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. So-and-so, we were called by someone who was driving on the road, the same road as you. They said you were driving erratically. They gave us your license plate number. Please blow into this breathalyzer.
Mistake number one, opening the door.
Mistake number one, definitely opening the door for the police. You are under my understanding there's no obligation for you to do that in the first place. But mistake number two would have been going ahead and blowing into the breathalyzer when the police themselves never actually witnessed anything that happened and had no real right to do what they were doing. They were just on a fishing expedition hoping somebody didn't know their rights and they'd go ahead and blow in the breathalyzer.
And I think it's
exactly
really important for anybody who's sitting there saying, well, if he, you know, if blood alcohol level is whatever, then I guess it just doesn't matter. Because what's important is that to understand that the breathalyzer can't really distinguish very well between the alcohol that's on your in your mouth,
right,
what they call mouth alcohol or whatever, and what is actually coming out of your breath. So the fact that he was swigging beer
at home
and then blew into this thing,
guaranteed
point,
whatever.
Of course he blew dirty, because you would have too.
Yep.
You could have had a half a glass of beer and had this done to you, and you would have blown in the
same way.
You know, they make products that you swish around in your mouth to get the alcohol out of your mouth. If you're ever going to blow, first I would recommend audibly and visibly burping in front of the police officer, so therefore you can show that you know that occurred, because that also invalidates in many states.
Yeah, but what if it makes it worse and it doesn't invalidate it? So then you're making things worse.
Swishing your mouth with bottled water, which you should have in your car anyway in case you get marooned, and swishing out your mouth really good before you blow anything.
Mark is not an attorney. This is not legal advice.
But there is such thing as mouth alcohol.
Thanks, Conrad. Enjoy your trip back to North Dakota. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.